Today is Monday, December 23rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Roots Day. It's also Festivus. It's Forefathers Day. And it's National Pfeffernusse Day. And that is a food. Just looking, it's a German spice cookie that's very popular around the holidays. It's a fluffy cookie made with ground nuts and spices and covered in powdered sugar. So the photo that they have doesn't look like that's covered in powdered sugar, but I'm going to believe them. Let's just look up, even though this is an audio podcast for now, let's just look up and see if I can find images of this. Images. Oh, yeah. So similar, we have a cookie in the South, and I believe it's normally just called snowball cookie, but it's not a spiced cookie generally. It's more like a sugar cookie flavor. It's just sugar, flour. I don't know. I've never made them, but they're rolled in powdered sugar. It looks like that. I guess there are some fancier versions where instead of powdered sugar, they do a glaze, but suppose maybe it still is with powdered sugar, but instead of just doing straight up powdered sugar, they do I believe it's not fondant. What is it called when there is a type of cookie icing that you can make just by, oh, royal icing. I think it's royal icing. Anyway. Looks kind of like royal icing. So they take the powdered sugar and they make royal icing and then dip the cookies in them. So it's still powdered sugar, but it's not the powdery. The thing about those cookies, though, is when you put them in your mouth, as with things that are dusted with stuff, if you breathe in while you're eating it, you can choke yourself because that powdered sugar is very powdery and billowy and it's like what was that challenge that YouTubers were doing or where they would see how much cinnamon or something they could eat? It's similar. And people were getting choked because you breathe and you have this powder in your mouth. Anyway. Well, it is Christmas week and I was debating. I was thinking, oh my gosh, maybe I should take off either Christmas or New Year's week because, you know, we all deserve to get a break every now and again. I don't know. I just decided to record today. But if, you see, here's the thing. Daniel knows me so well. He would say, now that Adam has done his Monday episode, he will not miss any days this week. Because I could say, oh, I'm taking Christmas Day off or something like that. But the problem is I wouldn't get 5 episodes in this week. And the counting works perfectly. Every week, we do a round 5, meaning we ended the week, I believe, at 155 last week, and we'll end next week with 160, etc., etc. But if I miss a day, it would put that off. And I can't have that. Now, I could ask Daniel to sub for me, but he also has a Christmas holiday. So I don't want to say, oh, Daniel, I'm going to take Christmas off. Why don't you sub for me? So anyway, I don't know. So I may take all of next week off because now it's too late. So I could wish you guys a Merry Christmas this week. And then next week, you may have to just do a Happy New Year on your own. But I don't know. Maybe I'll do next week as well. Call in and let me know what you want me to do or text. Either way. Speaking of texts, see what I did there? We have a text from Gary in Portland who says, this is the first time you mentioned Mark being gone. Where did he go? So I'm not sure what specifically you're talking about. I think I mentioned Mark came home while I was recording, but Mark was just at work. He works in the office now. And so I work from home 3 days a week, and he never works from home anymore. Well, they're kind of flexible since COVID. So if he needs to work from home in the afternoon or a particular day because a package is being delivered or something like that, he can. And the same is true for me. We're working in the office 2 days a week. But if something comes up and I need to be at home one of those days, it's fine. It's really up to your boss, to be honest. And my boss, first of all, is in California, and second of all, doesn't care. But so I don't know. I think I just mentioned him coming home from being at work. So maybe that is what you're talking about. Because what happens when I'm working from home, sometimes I wrap up my day and I want to record and go ahead and get that done and get my editing and posting and all of that done so that I can cook dinner or whatever the case may be. And because I record, my studio is also my office. And so I'm already up here. I'm already in the studio. And before I go downstairs, I want to just go ahead and record the episode. But the problem is Sydney, the dog, not Kathy Bacon's daughter, she has to be in the room with me. And that's not a problem. Except that when Mark comes home, she wants to say hi to him. And I need to close the door to the studio so it's as quiet as possible. And so that if he does happen to come home, the door is closed and he'll know that I'm recording or whatever. And so when I time it wrong and he comes home while I'm recording, then Sydney is going to go scratch the door if I've got the door closed, or you're going to hear Sydney in the background because that's what he said. He yells Sydney when he comes in the door. It's just another one of those things that we do. So you're going to hear that on the recording, and you guys wouldn't mind. And you probably wouldn't because it's still downstairs and it probably would get removed when I do my noise removal. But regardless, he came home during my recording, and I had to go let Sydney open the door so Sydney could go downstairs and greet him. So I think that's what I was referring to. He has not gone anywhere, just to work every day. So we did have a weekend, as we do. We did not record the mix because I had a haircut at 8 a.m. on Saturday, and we had to leave Friday afternoon to drive to St. Louis. We rented a hotel room and stayed overnight. We stayed in a Marriott. It was nice. Freshly renovated, I think. And the drive went smooth. There was no problems there. We dropped off Sydney at the parents' house. And I wanted to eat Steak and Shake for dinner, but I think Steak and Shake is doing really bad, and they keep closing restaurants. And Google said that this one was open, but we got there and it was closed, and it was normal business hours. It was 7:30 in the evening or something like that. But I know they're having issues. I know Steak and Shake is, we have a Steak and Shake here, or 15 minutes away from me, not in Tonty Town, but in a adjoining town. And I like it. We don't eat it very often, but I was just thinking, oh, let's do that. And we couldn't, so then we had to just go to Wendy's because that was the closest fast food restaurant to where we were. And then we got to the hotel, we watched an episode of Lost, we went to bed. I got up early in the morning, it was super cold, and went to my haircut. And Mark ran because he is so committed to this running now. He ran, and he outside, and it was like 30 degrees outside. It was serious. He was freezing his balls off. And I got back. He still wasn't finished running, so I put on some YouTube and relaxed. And then he got home, or got back to the hotel, And we went, he got showered and everything and changed, and then we checked out and we drove home. I did get some kolaches from the store next to my hair salon, and we used those as snacks as we were driving home so that we didn't waste time, because we had a show to go to Saturday night. So we got home around 3:30 and picked up Sydney from my parents, brought her home, and we were home for about an hour, and then we went to Shucked. Well, we went to eat Restaurant of the Week. We had a Mexican restaurant in Fayetteville for Restaurant of the Week. It was good. We had tamales and tacos and enchiladas and rice and like a cucumber tomato salad and chips with three different dips. It was good. I was in the mood for some, I mean, let's be real, Tex-Mex, but still, I was in the mood for that. And Shucked was really funny. The music was, I would say, it was good. It wasn't excellent. The singers were all pretty good, but the music itself, I would say good. Maybe a 3 out of 5 for the music, but it was so funny. It was so full of dad jokes. It was really, well, I enjoy a dad joke. It was so funny. It's a comedy. It was just a really light, good time. I enjoyed it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.